I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
In on the little community today, we find Abner back at the Jotham Down store talking to Grandpappy Spears. Listen.
And you thought Lum was just trying to get shut of you, huh? Kill you off.
Well, that's what it looked like to me, Grandpap. See, when I overheard him make that phone call, letting them jewel thieves know that I was mixed up with Wilson, well, then I was sure of it.
But all the time, he's just setting a trap for him, huh?
Yeah, that's what it was. See, he wanted them to know that Wilson was still there with the jewels and that he was planning to make a getaway. And they fell for it, too. Because they got hold of Wilson taking the jewels, and right then is when Lum and his helpers jumped out and arrested him. Got him red-handed, got him with the goods right on him.
Well, sir, I never thought Lum was brainy like that.
Well, me neither, but he done it.
You know, he's might not as smart as he thinks he is.
Well, just about.
Well, who was these helpers of his'n?
Why, Professor Colin Moore and Trixie Van Dusen.
Well, I thought they was part of that gang of crooks.
Well, I thought so, too.
That's what you told me one day here a while back.
Yeah, I know, but I was wrong. Turned out they was working for the government, the IBF men or something like that. Sure surprised me. That's why Lum was in with them all the time, you know, but he couldn't tell nobody what he's up to is a secret.
Well, how did this Wilson fella show up again? Thought you said that when he got the jewels away from them other crooks, he beat it, left town.
Well, he did try to get away, but Lum captured him and then used him for a trap to catch others.
You mean old Lum done all that by himself?
Well, I guess Professor Colin Moore done some of it, but according to Lum, it was all his idea.
Yes, sir, that Lum sure turned out to be a big hero. I'll say that for him.
Yeah.
Where's he at now? Up at the hotel?
Oh, no. He's out bragging on himself somewhere.
Well, who's running the hotel?
Well, nobody right now. We figured we might as well close it up for a day or two. All the guests we had was either crooks or policemen. They're all gone now.
Yeah. You say old Lum's out bragging.
Oh, natural. Won't be no living with him for a week. He's got the swell head so bad he'll have to buy his a hat twice too big now.
Oh, yeah, there's a pigeon-toedish one show off in this town.
Well, of course, he's got a right to show off for what he's done, Grandpa. Only trouble is that he goes around zaggerating it so much. Tells everybody a different story about it.
Well, I've heard different stories about it myself. Some says he captured them all with his bare hands, and others says he rode through the hotel on a horse and lassoed them, and I don't know what. How'd he actually do it?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't know myself. He ain't lit long enough in one place for me to find out nothing. I don't know how many times I've asked him, but... Wait a minute, who's that coming up now? Oh, Cedric. Never knowed him for a minute there.
Boy, am I tired.
Why, what have you been doing, Cedric?
Oh, I've been helping Mr. Lum, but I quit.
Helping him do what?
Oh, helping him tell his story about how he captured them jewel robbers.
Law me, he don't need nobody to help him. What he needs is somebody to stop him.
Well, he used me for his yes-mommer.
His what?
His yes-mommer. I had to stand there by him while he's telling it, and every once in a while he'd turn around and say, ain't that so, wouldn't? I had to say, yes, Mom.
For the land's sake.
I get a nickel for every time I say it.
Well.
I've got them all marked down here. I had Gomer help me count them up, and I've said, yes, Mom, 286 times.
Law me alive.
And you say you quit a job like that, Cedric, making all that money?
Well, it got so monotony. I tried to change it up a couple of times, and I said no, Mom, instead. For some reason or other, Mr. Lum never liked that.
Huh.
Now, I'd have quit sooner, but it was interesting to hear how it come out. Every time he told it, it'd come out different.
Well, I don't doubt that a bit.
Oh, there comes Mr. Lum now. I better slip out the back way. He's more likely mad at me for quitting him.
Well, wait a minute. Don't rush off.
Well, I've got to, Mr. Abner. I'm sick and tired of being a yes-mommer. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, well, so long, Cedric.
Just look out there, look at that old Lum strut.
Oh, yeah.
Picking his knock-kneed feet up off the ground like he's a spavin-legged drum major. Look at him.
Got that head reared back so far there, he's going to stumble over something directly and break his neck short of the world.
What's he got that handkerchief tied around his head there for?
I don't know. Maybe he's been hurt.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Him going around telling all that junk, somebody's bound to take a swing at him.
Oh, it looks like his clothes is all wet, too. Wonder what's happened to him. Yeah, whatever it is, don't look like it's bothering him much. Look at him smile at his reflection there in the window.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, what's the matter with your head, Lom? Are you hurt?
Oh, it ain't nothing, just a scratch. You can't kill Eddards. Voller said that.
Well, how'd it happen?
Why, that's where I got shot when I captured them jewels. Let's see. You seen me yesterday, didn't you?
Why, sure. You never had no holes in your head then.
Yeah, that's right, ain't
it? Is that what you've been going around telling folks?
Well, I believe it did come up in the conversation once or twice. I don't recollect now just what was said on the subject.
Lom, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
How'd you get your clothes all wet that way, Lom? Well, to be right honest with you, Grandpap, I got that down to the blacksmith shop a while ago.
They never made a mistake and tried to shoe you, did they?
No, I was going to demonstrate some wrestling holds that I used on them crooks, so I got Caleb's arm, started to show him how I done it, and he must have thought I was starting a fight or scuffle or something, for he hauled off and throwed me clean over the anvil into the cooling trough. Might not have broke my neck.
Well, it serves you right for going around telling all that junk, Lom.
Well, Abner, I can't help it if crowds gather around me and drag the story out of me.
Drag?
Tell you, it's hard on a feller to be a hero. Folks just won't let you alone. Next thing they want to do is put up a statue of me.
Put up a statue of you?
Yeah, leastways I sort of well, it seems like somebody said something about that.
Yeah. I know who it was, too.
But I hope they don't. Somehow or other, it just embarrassed me.
Oh, sure. Have you started taking up a collection first yet?
Abner, how can you say such a thing? You know good and well I wouldn't do nothing like that. Besides, it'd cost too much money. See, you have to get a statue big enough so they could carve the whole story of the capture on it.
Yeah, well, just what is the story?
Yeah, tell us, Mom. I've heard so many stories about it, I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, tell us what actually happened, not that other junk.
Well, let's see. What have I told you so far?
Nothing. You ain't simmered down long enough to tell me anything yet.
And you never seen none of the capture yourself because you was hiding in the office downstairs.
Yeah, that's right.
I just want to get everything straight.
Oh.
All right, then. After I had cleverly laid that trap for the crooks, they'd come after Wilson and got the jewels away from him, I leaped through the window and
that
grabbed...
That window up there on the second floor? Doggy, that was some leaping.
Well, I think I had a ladder.
Oh.
Must have.
Thought you stood flat-footed.
I grabbed hold of the chandelier and swung across the room and landed right in front of them, scared the living daylights out of them.
There ain't no chandeliers in them rooms, Lom.
That's right, Annie. Well, I scared them, I know that. And then the fight started. They all come at me at once. I throwed the biggest one over my shoulder and got a full Nelson on the next two and a half Nelson on that little midget. Then I got a hammer headlock on another.
Why didn't you use that gun you had? When I seen you go upstairs, you had a gun in your hand.
Oh, I lost that in the closet.
What closet?
Oh, did I say closet?
Yeah.
Well, just forget it. Oh. And then six of them jumped on my back, but I swang around before they knowed what had happened.
Well, wait a minute now. What was you doing in the closet? That's what I want
to
know.
Abner, it ain't polite to interrupt a feller when he's telling something.
Did you go in there to hide?
No, I never went in there to hide. The reason I run in there was, well, I must have figured the crooks would all follow me in there, and that'd save Trixie.
Where was Trixie?
Why, she was standing right out there holding a gun on him.
She held him up all by herself?
No, of course not. Professor Collinmore done most of it, but she helped him. Or that is, I don't know, Abner. It all happened so fast, it's hard to recollect just how it was. I know they did help me some, though. I've got to give them credit for that.
Yeah, well, now, let me get this straight. What you done was run in the closet and hide, and then you lost your gun.
Abner, that ain't the way it was at all.
Well, you said
it. Hush up and let me answer the telephone. Granny, the way you twist things around. Mountain View, jot them down store. Al Edders talking.
And I thought it 1 minute.
Oh, yes, Doc.
On a chandelier tonight?
No, we thought we'd just leave the hotel closed for a few days, as long as there ain't no guests up there right now.
Might have jumped through the window and into the corner.
How's that? My record? Why, sure, I'd be proud to. Yes, sir, you bet your life I will. Right away. Yeah, much obliged for calling, Doc. Goodbye. All right, Granny's Abner, they're going to do it.
Who's going to do what?
Put up a statue of me.
Did they tell you that?
Well, no. Naturally, they wouldn't come right out flat-footed and tell me, but I know that's what they're up to.
Huh.
That was Doc Miller, and he said they're getting together for a meeting on Monday, and they Want to get a complete record of what I done up there at the hotel.
Well, I do know.
Granny Zabner, it won't be long before everybody in town will be standing at the foot of Main Street gazing at the marble head of L. Eddard's hero.
And L. Eddard's will be right in the front row.